This is Wade Rathke with the Chief Organizer's Report. Laura shows Lake Charles no love. I'm 15 feet above dirt, looking out the window at the water that has risen up from the bayou a few miles from the Pearl River, dividing Louisiana and Mississippi. It has filled the bioswale, anchored by cypress trees off of the road, and covered the pathway where gravel was just laid days ago. All of the trees bordering the property seem to be standing in water now. A breeze is swaying the pines back and forth. As the bayou rises now, I know it will fall, but when and how is a mystery to me. Where are the danger zone and any map of Hurricane Laura's progress? Hundreds of miles east of landfall below Lake Charles, Louisiana, but not exactly out of harm's way. Tornado warnings extend through New Orleans, so we discuss the pros and cons between a bathroom with windows and a hall closet. We have no complaints because we know people well in Lake Charles and our hearts are going out to them. We're sheltering a blended family of five in New Orleans now, a second cousin to mi compañera. Her first cousin evacuated to Texas, to Arkansas, but late in the afternoon, this gang made it to the city in a pickup and a small sedan. Acorn has had a group in the north end of Lake Charles for almost 45 years. The neighborhood is largely African-American and has long been our poster child for a membership leader-run group over all of these years. We know if their homes are devastated, they will be hard-pressed to rebuild, and many will be forced to move. Organizers shed tears sometimes, too. The Times used frighteningly effective metaphors for the danger in Lake Charles, a city of 80,000 near the Texas border at the Sabine River. In one instance, they spoke of the lake as simply a part of the Gulf of Mexico, 30 miles away. A scientist referring to the oil and gas canals dug in the coast area spoke of them as a hose into the city, if hit directly. The storm seems to be one of the most powerful to hit the U.S. coast in history. We hang on to every tidbit of news as if a life raft. A report that the storm surge may have been only 11 feet at the Calcasieu Pass rather than a predicted 15 to 20 feet passes for good news. The slight veer to the east and the fact that Laura arrived after high tide had receded became other pieces we could grab and hold on to. No measuring gauges at the wildlife area to the west of the city likely caught the surge, and somehow that seems like good fortune. 2 days before the 15th anniversary of Katrina, and we still struggle to learn the lessons of climate change and storm intensity. We know in our hearts and minds how hard it has been to protect New Orleans, but we worry about whether anyone will care to protect the smaller cities like Lake Charles, Beaumont, Port Arthur, Orange, and more that line the coast from Florida to Texas. Meanwhile, I'll keep watching the bayou ebb and flow, and despite knowing better, hope that this time will make a difference, even if too little and too late for many. This is Wade Rathke. For questions or comments, www.chieforganizer.org. You take it from here to there.